So, different people seem to respond to the same circumstances and situations very differently.
I know exactly what you mean. When I used to practice individual psychotherapy, I encountered patients who lost their jobs or who retired, and it could lead to severe clinical depression. I've seen powerful CEOs who lost their jobs, and if their identity was based primarily on work, it was like they became a living ghost. So if you were going to advise people, what would you tell them? What would be your advice to those who very strongly identify with the job that they have?
I'd advise them that they were incredibly foolish and stupid. There's not much else to say, unless people are really willing to change their basic attitude. But the wise way to avoid, perhaps not the problem of job loss, but at least the mental agitation that may go with it, in this case, is to widen one's self-image. See oneself first as a human being with a capacity for friendships, for kindness, and so on. And then realize that one has different roles in addition to the role at work. One may be a parent, or a child, or a brother, or a sister. One may have other interests or hobbies. Here, one needs a more balanced approach to life. It is not all about one's job or how much money one makes. So when seeking work, or if you already have a job, it is important to keep in mind that a human being isn't meant to be some kind of machine designed only for production. No, human life isn't just for work, like this communist vision where everyone's purpose is just to work for the state, and there is no individual freedom, where the state even arranges the person's vacations, and everything is planned out for the individual. That is not a full human life. Individuality is very important for a full human life, and then accordingly some leisure time, a bit of holiday, and time spent with family or friends. That is the means to a complete form of life. If someone thinks only of money, at the expense of other human values, human good qualities, no. If your life becomes only a medium of production, then many of the good human values and characteristics will be lost. Then you will not, you cannot, become a complete person. So, if you're looking for work and have a choice of a job, choose a job that allows the opportunity for some creativity and for spending time with your family. Even if it means less pay, personally, I think it is better to choose work that is less demanding, that gives you greater freedom, more time to be with your family, or to do other activities, read, engage in cultural activities, or just play. I think that's best.
As always, the Dalai Lama ended on a practical note. But it's not always easy to practice the practical. Few would disagree that it's best not to invest our whole identity in our jobs, but it's not always easy to follow that advice. Years ago, while I was still practicing psychotherapy, a formerly powerful CEO in the media industry presented for treatment with a full set of the classic symptoms of depression: fatigue, insomnia, loss of appetite, anhedonia, dysphoria, the complete picture of a depressed man, one who had lost interest in everything and was plagued by feelings of worthlessness, of hopelessness. He was an expensively dressed, distinguished-looking man, appearing much younger than his 72 years, but his unshaven and unkempt condition left a distinct, unmistakable stamp of depression on his countenance. Speaking in a low, monotone voice, he described how, starting at the bottom, he had built a hugely successful media corporation, but he had recently decided to quit. His company had been sold to a large multinational conglomerate a few years before, and while he had made a fortune from the sale, he had also requested to stay on as CEO to run the company. But after a couple of years, he became increasingly disenfranchised as major decisions were gradually taken out of his hands. Finally, the parent company made an acquisition that he felt impinged on the bottom line of my division, and feeling his status and power slipping away, he decided to quit.